Hi, this is Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
And this is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 233 for July 13th, 2026.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Soaring to tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say, I...
Everybody, here we go.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, it's us. We're back after quite a long hiatus.
I think we were actually off for last show was on the 16th of June. So
wow,
it's 4 weeks since we've recorded. So
yeah, so hi. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we've been busy.
We've been extremely busy.
Traveling and media events and
all the things that we're going to talk about that's on my list.
Michelle's running the show.
Yeah. So, like, Scott is on protest right now. So, I am...
I'm not on protest.
Well, you got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And you're
so
just...
So, it's not protest. I'm just busy.
Yeah, he's just busy. So, he's like, I don't have, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I will do it.
So, in order for the good of the show, Michelle is doing the outline for the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
At least.
Okay, yeah. So, we're going to talk to you about everything that has been going on and what you have missed since we've been gone, because there's been a lot happening. And I... we have a guest in our studio today. We're going to talk about her in a little bit, but so I feel a little distracted. And if you hear like loud snorting noises in the background,
it's a pig.
We got a potbelly pig.
We don't. People are going to be like, oh my gosh, they got a potbelly. No.
Oh my gosh, they got a pig. No, the next best thing, but we're going to talk about that in a little bit. She's just super distracting.
Very. Ava would never come in this room.
No, she was not about, like, no. When we had Ava, she did not really care about the recording.
The sound, I think it was the recording. The sound bothered her ears because she had really sensitive ears.
She did. But our new friend, who we're going to tell you about, she just doesn't seem to care. And she is the loudest little friend ever.
Haven't slept since she came in.
All right, let's hop to it, shall we?
Let's hop.
Okay, so we're going to go by my schedule. I know. Bless everyone's hearts.
You can't have dead air, though.
I don't have dead air.
You roll.
Have you listened to my show on
you
Thursday?
You gotta roll.
I talked to myself for an hour. Okay, here we go. All right, so before we get into everything that's been happening, I wanted to mention that Sam Neill passed away today, and he obviously was Dr. Alan Grant in Jurassic Park.
Right, which most people probably know him as.
Oh, my gosh. You know... This year has been not so great when it comes to celebrity passing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like, so I was upstairs earlier and your algorithm picks up things.
Right.
And like all the tributes were coming from like his co-stars and such, like from Jurassic Park. And mm-hmm. I cried a little bit.
There are actually, I noticed yesterday I was scrolling. It seemed like a lot of people passed away like in the last 24 hours though that were somebody. I mean, yeah. Everybody is somebody, but I mean somebody that people
that you would know. Yeah.
It just seemed like every time I opened some app, it was this person passed away.
I know.
This person passed away, and I was like, holy cow. I'm like, at least I didn't see my name, so I was good with that.
Will you just shut up? Don't talk like that. I don't know. Like, my superstitions went all over the place, so you just take back.
I didn't see myself. I'm good.
I know, but still. Okay, then I didn't see myself
see,
either.
You're good, too.
So, yeah.
We're still here. That's why...
This
would be a better paranormal show if it wasn't.
You know what? Yeah. This would be a really good spooky show. Okay, let's not talk about those things. Okay, anyway.
Anyway, back to Dr. Or
Dr. Sam. Grant. So, so I think, and I know that this happens as we get older, but I watched like the tributes from the kids from the movie.
Okay.
and from Laura Dern,
mm-hmm.
and Jeff Goldblum.
Mm-hmm.
I think, mind you, he was a fantastic actor and something iconic, and something especially for us like theme park goers,
mm-hmm.
and people that are into like pop culture and movies, like our community is.
Yeah, and Jurassic Park is such a huge fandom.
Oh my gosh, Jurassic Park is huge.
Remember when that came out, how fantastic that was. So.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. So it's one of those things that I remember when Jurassic Park came out. It was at around Father's Day,
mm-hmm.
and I was still a kid,
mm-hmm.
and I took my dad to see Jurassic Park, and I paid for it with my own money.
Oh, boy.
And bought popcorn and everything for my dad with my own money, and I treated him out
mm-hmm.
to see Jurassic Park. And it's something that I won't forget because we were so blown away
right.
by the dinosaurs, by the music. I always loved the score to Jurassic Park and the theme,
mm-hmm.
you know, to Jurassic Park. It's one of those things that gets me in the feels, like as the
right.
kids say.
Yeah.
And I think that's what as we age, are the people that we've grown up with on screen
mm-hmm.
and on TV, movies, whatever it may be, they do as well.
Right.
And it's just like it's a gut puncher.
Is yeah,
that,
it is.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it is.
Like, how can it be? And he was 78. And I'm like, 78. And life marches on. Time marches on, whether we want it to or not. I feel like I'm on my Thursday podcast. But it is someone one of those things that as we see more and more people that we grew up with
right.
and people that are such a huge deal, whether it's like you said, like Jurassic Park franchise is a life of its own.
Oh, it is. They didn't need all the other movies. That first movie alone blew everybody
knocked
away.
Knocked it out of the park.
But then they kept coming out with more,
yep.
and that kept it growing. And then they switched casts, and they went with Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard
yep.
and brought that cast in. And then they reunited the old cast and the new cast
yes.
together for the movie. Not the last one, because the last one was a whole different cast again, but the movie before that, where you got to see all of them.
Yeah, it was
together.
In 22, I believe.
Yeah.
Because Steven Spielberg even talked about it, about how he's will always be such a huge part of Jurassic Park.
Oh, he was.
And so he had beaten cancer and was cancer free. He passed away, they said, unexpectedly,
mm-hmm.
but he was still cancer free when he passed, wow. according to the family. So it makes you wonder, like, actually, you know what? We just don't know when these things are going to happen, and that's why, here I go, it's important to, you know, tell people what they mean to you, show a little kindness, because you just never know.
Time is the only thing you have zero control over.
That's right.
Zero.
And it just made me feel sad. I don't want to dwell on it, but made me feel sad. And then the other day, Don Iwerks died.
Yes.
Now
That one, I mean, it was sad about Sam, but Don kind of bothered me.
Well, because he had such a pivotal role. If you watch the documentary that just came out.
Mm-hmm. Handcrafted.
Disneyland Handcrafted. Thank you. Was out a few months back. You're going to see what a pivotal role Don Iwerks played in the creation of Disneyland and how he was Walt Disney's like right-hand man for this huge project.
Yeah, Don came in and he invented a lot of the way we do cinema to this day. So like the 360 cameras and stuff. He and his father, Ub Iwerks, who helped Walt create Mickey Mouse.
Everybody knows Ub.
Everything else. They were just fantastic and so far ahead of their time. And actually...
Yes.
So when we saw Handcrafted, we got to see it at the MJR, and Leslie Iwerks was there. So Don's daughter, Ub's granddaughter, was
yes.
there to present the film to us. And she was talking about it, and she said that in that film, she showed all the films you always see about opening day at Disneyland. You always see all this stuff opening day at Disneyland. She said what you don't see in any of it is that her dad and her grandfather were filming the Circle Vision 360 video at the same time that they were doing all that. And that's what they were getting ready for, the Circle Vision 360. I can't remember if that opened on opening day at Disneyland or not, but it was right around that same time. But that's what they were doing because they had invented this new technology, this new type of camera that was going to film in a complete circle.
Right.
Which was unheard of in the 50s. And it's amazing to think. So Don, what he did, the special effects in Mary Poppins.
Right.
Putting humans with animation together on screen.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they had done it years before with Alice
This Mary was a Poppins, different type.
Mary Poppins took it to a whole nother level. So it's just some of the stuff they did just still to this day blows my mind. And I've always been one that cares more about how things are done behind the scenes than who's on camera.
Right.
I like how they make it and how they bring it all together. So yeah, Don really was touching. And I got to meet Leslie at the handcrafted thing. And I told her, I told her how much her grandfather and her father and her meant to my love of Disney and everything that goes with it.
Oh yeah.
And she appreciated that a lot.
You can tell.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that she, because of who she is and who she's related to, she gets a lot of stories like that about, you know, how important those people are.
Right.
And it probably makes her feel, you know, really good to even just get that recognition of how, you know, the difference that her family has made to people.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people might, oh, that's just my dad. That's just my mom. You know,
they don't
really think about that until later on when somebody comes up and says, hey, your mom really did this. Your dad really did this. And
yeah, it's like, holy cannoli.
So I'm sure she gets a lot of that, especially in the role she's in and what she does and her production company and everything. So.
Right. So, yeah, just, very sad. Yeah, the past couple of days has kind of been, aw. So, okay, well, let's take this and go upward, shall we?
You didn't mention what Marvel movie he was in, though.
Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, nailed it. Or, yeah.
And they said, I looked up his Disney wiki, he was also had the same appearance in Thor Love and Thunder.
Was he?
That's what it said. Just saying.
Oh,
yeah,
because that's the one where Melissa McCarthy actually plays, she's in that one.
I love her. She can be in anything and I'll watch it.
Because it's where they do the,
they
do the acting part. So in Ragnarok, it was the story of Loki.
Yeah.
And he played Odin in that. And then he played Odin in the other one where they were kind of telling you the story of Hela, which was basically from Ragnarok. So
Right. I could watch her in anything. She's great. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Sidebar. Speaking of, you know what she's going to be in?
What?
She is going to play Patsy Ramsey in a new filming of the JonBenet Ramsey story.
Oh, really? Oh. I could see that.
I'm excited. I am super duper excited.
Look at you get all excited about crime.
I know. Okay, anyway, let's get to it.
Okay. Next.
Next. Okay.
Next.
Sorry. So one of the reasons that we were away is because, if you recall, you might not recall because it's been a month, but we were invited to do a tour of the Disney Springs hotels.
Right.
So
I forgot.
You forgot. So, see, this is why I wrote notes. And you know how I went back and looked at photos on my phone?
You always use photos to reference what we did.
That's how I remember because I'm medicated and I don't remember anything. So I have to go back and look and see. So, anywho, I'm just going to tell the story, this whole story. We were at the Renaissance for the week.
Former B Resort.
And when we found out we were going to be at the B, we were kind of like, meh. I mean, it's not the B anymore. It has a big R on it instead of a B now.
Right.
And we were hopeful that it had changed.
Right.
And lo and behold, it had.
It had. Quite a bit.
Quite a bit. Now, the B used to feel really sterile. You couldn't have a coffee maker in your room because the owner wanted everybody to go down and have coffee together, which is nice in theory, but also kind of BS because in the morning when you wake up, you're tired. You just make me some coffee. Some people, like myself, don't even like to talk when I first wake up.
Well, I never understood that either because you want to get ready for your day before you go downstairs. But
right.
You can make your coffee before you actually get showered and cleaned up. So
now, mind you, a lot of people go down to the lobby if there's a Starbucks and get that anyway. Or they send one person for the whole room to go get it.
But this case, you had no choice.
Right.
Even if you do go down and get Starbucks, chances are you have a coffee maker in your room.
Right. But you have options. We don't all need to go sit and try to wake up at the same time.
Right.
So anyway, you don't have to do that anymore. So we got there. And the manager of the hotel, Tim, who was in the lobby.
Right, the sales and marketing manager.
Yes. Now, he is fantastic, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, we get in, and he tells us everything that was going to be going on for the week.
Our whole big schedule.
And then, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, he took us around to show us, like, the pool and the rooms, didn't he?
Yeah, he gave us a quick tour of it just because we were staying there, and he just wanted us to be kind of familiarize ourselves with where we were staying. Even though they were going to do a group tour, a couple days later, we got to get us a quick tour of just where everything was. So he wanted to make it personable for us.
Yes. So everything basically looked the same.
Yeah, but it looked more welcoming. It looked more welcoming.
You know what? And that's the word that we have used for the Renaissance. Welcoming. Mm-hmm. They kind of gave it a more of a like a like boardwalk-y Miami type of feel. I don't know if boardwalks and Miami go together. But something a little more tropical, something laid back. Like our room, for example, had it looked kind of like an ice cream stand in some of the paintings.
And from what I understand, that was the entire overall feel of the resort.
Yes, it, like a boardwalk, like walking on a boardwalk, going up to get ice cream, whatever.
Yeah, if you actually look at the ceiling in the rooms, it looks like it's a, one of those striped painted awnings.
Yeah.
They're stripes the right across. And then the one side, they drop into like a half circle on the wall. So it looks like the awning. Drops.
And this this is not in a kids type of way. This is very adult. It's not kids decorations, like something you would see at the All-Stars.
No,
this is
it's nice.
It's nice.
And I think, and saying that, I don't know if the Renaissance is really a kid hotel. I mean, you can take your kids there.
I saw a few kids.
But it's more of a... younger children, it's great for that because they have a small enough pool that kids, good enough size.
Yeah, they have like a 0 point entry spot on the pool. But you do see, we saw a lot of people on their laptops.
Mm-hmm. A lot of business people.
Business travel. But there were vacationers there as well. And that is one thing that I liked about the Renaissance because we're going to go into this in more detail in a little bit with our discussion.
Okay,
we're going to bookmark that because I have more, got more to say about that.
Okay.
But it is more laid back. So we got up to our room. It was nice. We had a great view of Disney Springs. The balcony doors do not open there.
No, and there's something, there's actually a sign on the door, which we didn't even realize it when we were trying to open the door, but there's a sign there that talks about... due to fire code, they don't open. Now, I'm guessing it's because the balcony is, it's not even the width of my foot.
Yeah,
to be honest.
It's very small.
It's very a small balcony. So it's almost there for looks rather than for usage.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like I wanted the door to open because like my foot would fit out there. And I just wanted, because I like to feel the breeze of a balcony. So you can see everything. You can see, you could see the springs. You could see the fireworks from Magic and from Epcot up there. But you just, there was no air, which I guess is good because it was hot.
It was hot that week. But yeah, it was nice. Our room was nice. The whole resort, we had the breakfast in their little restaurant there each day. They have like a little breakfast buffet.
You're going off.
Good.
You're going. Okay.
I don't know what this line is.
Because I have it. Okay. So what we're going to hear. Let me tell you how this is going to go.
Okay.
All right. This is how it's going to go. I'm going to talk about our... what we did first and what we saw in order.
Okay.
Then later we're going to talk about some pros and cons.
Oh, so I got to remember.
Uh-huh. So.
Okay.
All right. So back on with the tour. Okay.
Okay.
So we saw the Renaissance first. We were staying there.
Right.
Then next was the Drury.
Correct.
Now the Drury is across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And the Drury has certain options like free breakfast and like a free, what do they call
it? They call it the kickback.
Yeah. Which you get like nachos, hot dogs, whatever they're gonna pick for that evening.
Right. And every night they do have some. So you could almost turn that into your dinner if you wanted to, because like the night we just happened to be there, they showed us the menu and it was pasta. They had grilled chicken they were going to have out there, salad bar.
I mean, it is not like gourmet by any
it's
means.
It's not, but it's included in your room rate.
So if you want to eat cheap, this is the way to do it. Like
good breakfast, good kickback, and you get drinks.
Yeah, you get drink tickets. Like winner, winner right there. So we walked into the Drury, and it was hysteria.
Oh, it was.
People running everywhere, kids running everywhere.
And I didn't understand why, because it wasn't like just the rooms had just opened. It wasn't like at 4 o'clock when like you could start checking in and people were just waiting to check in.
Well, it was kind of mid-afternoon.
I thought it was closer to 5 or something, but maybe I'm wrong on that. I don't remember.
But it was because they had already, like there was no free stuff happening. And that's what surprised me.
Yeah.
They do have like a popcorn machine in the lobby. I don't know if you can get the free Coke all day.
Yep, that's included.
Could be why.
I think he said till 11 p.m. those machines are available.
Okay, so that could be why.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we walked in the lobby. Now, mind you, we just came from the Renaissance where everything is peaceful and easy breezy.
Yeah, quiet.
And you go into the Drury and it's like, oh my God.
It's like going for the Floridian to All-Star.
Yeah. it kind of is. Okay, yeah. Fair point. So we went and we had some snacks from the management, mm-hmm. and they told us about the Drury and how it's been a family-owned business for years. It still is.
Still to this day. No franchises.
No franchise.
And they broke it down to us. They told us even the construction crew is their construction crew that goes from city to city to build their hotels.
And they're all family members.
Well, I don't know if they're all family members. That'd be a huge family.
I was just wondering if you catch that.
But they,
even the construction workers
are part of the company. The furniture builders, everything, nothing is made by an outside source.
Right.
But they do it all themselves to construct it, and that's how they keep everything the way they want it.
Right.
By doing it that way.
So it is different. So we got to see the rooms, the old part, which used to be the Best Western Lake Buena Vista. Mm-hmm. And before it was that, it was a travel lodge, if anybody remembers that. I mean, we're talking a long time ago.
Back in the old days.
So the old part is still there, but they kind of just attached the new part to it.
Right. And they moved the elevators in the old part.
Yeah.
They don't like elevators next to rooms.
See, and for those of us who stayed in when it was... the Best Western. I think I had told you that. So when you used to get off the elevator, I used to say the hotel was shaped like a piece of a pair of underwear.
Okay.
Because of the sides and openings. Okay. It looked like underwear from the top.
Okay.
Just go with it.
I'm going with it.
So you like to take the elevator up, and then everything split if you're going to go to the right leg or the left leg.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So, like, when my friend Paula and I went, every time we got off the elevators, we were like, well, shoot. Because it was confusing because it was circular, if you will. So it was hard. You didn't know which way to go. And I don't know how many times we went the wrong way.
You just keep walking in a circle.
Yeah. So... somebody's going to tease me about the underwear. I know
they are. Because I know there's somebody like maybe Corey.
All right. Anyway, again, this is my show this week. So
that's
I'm in charge.
You have to get the
teasing. I'm in charge. Okay. So anyway, so that they eliminated the whole underwear problem.
Right. Because they actually.
Even though it still does look like underwear. On the
side. They added a whole new elevator shaft area away from the rooms. Because they built a new pool and all that stuff. So they redid the whole area. Like I did that on purpose.
He said elevator shaft talking about underwear. Okay, I'm so sorry. We're tired. I'm sorry. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
That's all I had to say. It's your show.
All right, anyway. It's been a really, really rough time, you guys. It's been really rough.
Neither one of us feel good, so it's even.
Yeah, we don't feel good today. Scott has been sick for a few days. It's been great. Okay, anyhow. So after that, I believe, let me check my notes.
After the Drew, we got to go back to the room.
I go back to the room to get cleaned up because then we had dinner at the Palace.
Yes.
No, that is the big hotel.
The big one that's not on the main street with everything else.
No, it's across from Disney Springs,
right?
But kind of over to the side.
Right. So if you go down Disney Springs Resorts Boulevard area there, right before you get to Disney Springs, there's that light. If you were to make it right, the Palace is the next hotel just past there.
Yes.
And it's a massive hotel.
It is very large. And when we went, this is just to tell you how big they are. They have a huge convention space. They had a dance competition and then something else I believe going on, but there we had to park so far back.
Oh yeah.
And there were like dance people everywhere. The moms, the kids, the sparkles, the bows, it was very, very busy. Mm-hmm. So, when they were trying to give us the tour, they were like, well, normally it's not this, because it was that busy.
Oh, yeah.
So she, we ended up going to the wrong place to find where to eat for dinner. You remember?
Right, because they told us where dinner was going to be on our itinerary, bless you.
Excuse me.
And when we got to that restaurant, they're like, we're not even open for dinner or whatever. And then they didn't have any reservation for the group. And we're like, where do we go?
Yeah, so it was there was a little hiccup as far as what the itinerary said.
But we did find our host.
And then we found where to go eat.
Where to go, yes.
So they took us to this lower level, and we had different foods from the different places to eat.
Yeah, like little stations.
Little stations, yeah. The dessert was good. I can say that.
I liked a lot of food, but your
there was not much for me to eat. There just wasn't. Right. And the thing is, I'm not even like a vegan or anything. Like there's a lot that I will eat. So I think somebody with dietary restrictions might have a harder time, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like there was a lot that was basically just here, this is what we're serving. And there wasn't variety per se.
Right, right.
But, but yeah, it was nice to be able to go and, you know, and everybody at the hotel was very nice.
Oh yeah.
It was good to be able to get a little sampling.
Oh yeah. I thought that was nice the way they did the sampling. Maybe a better assortment would have been great. But I did like the way that we got to taste something from each of the restaurants that they have in that venue.
And that mini key lime pie was pretty good.
Yeah, you liked the mini key lime pie. Cookies.
Yeah. So anyway, let's move on. The next morning, we were obviously stayed at the Renaissance, and they do have a breakfast buffet.
Yes.
And the buffet has like the it's not a full buffet because you can order eggs or an omelet on the side
right.
with
yep.
the buffet.
Yep.
And there was like donuts and bagels and toast and what else was you?
Oh, they had
scrambled egg.
They had scrambled eggs. They had potatoes, like you said, bacon, sausage, toast, bagels, muffins, different turnovers and stuff like that. They had cereals, oatmeals.
Yes.
It's a good assortment of stuff that you'll be okay. And they had waffles. And they it was like half Mickey waffles, half small waffles, but it was
right.
Still,
but you had to be quick to get those.
You
Mickey
had to be
waffles.
Quick. Yeah, we lost those quick because somebody went and grabbed them all. There were 15 of them. They were gone.
So, yeah, and you can get in and out pretty quickly. If you, let's say you're getting ready to go to a park or something and you want to be able, and they open early. Mm-hmm. So you can get in, get your breakfast, you know, start your day and head out, which is nice.
Yep. And don't forget, just in case, so we don't forget this, that all these resorts also have the shuttle service to the parks. And they all get the early entry into the parks and such. So they can explain all that to you, though, how you get on their shuttles.
Yes, that is a huge perk of the Disney Springs area. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah, definitely.
So after that, let me check my notes to see. We went to the Holiday Inn.
Okay.
And the Holiday Inn is the first resort on that side, right?
No.
It's next to the Hilton, right?
There's a Hilton, then the Holiday Inn, then the Renaissance, then the DoubleTree.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm not 100% sure on these, so we're just going to go.
There's
with
two
it.
Hiltons at Disney Springs.
Right,
a lot
I know.
Of people may not realize that. So
did we go to both?
Yes.
We did.
We did. We did dinner at the one, and then we just did tours at both.
Okay. All right. Well, if you say so.
Yeah.
I don't remember. So I know we went to the Holiday Inn, which was they went over. They had a makeover. A lot of these hotels were renovated back a few years back. And this was one of them that was. And the Holiday Inn is supposed to have a retro feel to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice. I'm not going to say anything negative about it because it is a nice. It looked like they had a decent buffet. We didn't get to see a breakfast buffet.
Yeah, it was closed.
The rooms were okay. There was nothing wrong with them.
It was fine.
I think the price point was a little bit lower than some of the other places.
They do have some of the, they do have balconies and some of the rooms face Disney.
Yes.
So where you could see fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
The side that we saw was overlooking the pool.
Right.
So they do have a nice pool.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quiet.
Right.
It wasn't super busy. There was a lot of families.
Yeah.
When we were out there before we started, there was a lady that was sitting in the sun. And she had asked me, she's like, oh, do you guys here for a tour group or whatever? And I just said, oh, well, it's a media thing and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And she goes, oh, no. She goes, you're going to tell too many people. And she goes, this is our little secret. You know, like they love staying there because it's not overcrowded like
right.
you would get at some other Disney resorts.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't blow our cover type of thing.
No, you know? It's true, though. I would say that's the overall consensus of all the hotels but the Palace.
Yes, because it's because of their convention space.
Yeah.
So, but they did give us drinks when we walked in, which was very nice. We went to the the Wyndham. And now you've heard me talk about the Wyndham a time or two in the past.
I think there's an event going on there soon.
The Wyndham Lake Buena Vista Disney Springs, the host hotel for the House of Mouse Expo. Yay!
Which is why Scott's not running the show right now.
Yeah. So we went in there and we waited in the lobby. And it was really cool because we know management and everybody there. So it was kind of like seeing friends, like, hey, how's it going?
It was. I almost felt like I felt odd because, like, at the other stuff, it's like meeting everybody with the management, and like they all came up to us, like, hey, how you guys doing?
Yeah, handshakes and hugs. Yeah. And everybody in the other media group kind of looked at us, like, you know, these people.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the thing about the Wyndham is how they have the two parts. They have the tower and the garden.
Right. Yep.
Now we got to see both. Mm-hmm. And both are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
As far as like your rooms, I mean, you have like a huge area where you're under your TV where you have storage and a fridge and all kinds of stuff under there.
They made good use of the space available.
Absolutely. So the Wyndham has like, and there's only a price difference of what? Is it like $10?
I think it's $10 or $20, depending on time of year.
One has a higher view, and the other one doesn't. But the garden view, you have view of the water and the pool area.
Right.
So it's not like you're looking at a shrub or something when you go out your window. I mean, it's...
I don't know if there's rooms in there. No. Yeah, I guess all the rooms would probably be on
the
same
They face the pool.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have like a balcony or anything? Nah. But but it's still, if you're looking to save money, here's the point. If you're looking to save money and you're going to be out of your room a lot, I would get the garden view because it is just as nice as the tower.
I actually like the garden room better. I don't know why. There's something about it I just liked better when we got to tour it.
Waiting for a huge elevator.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I hate, waiting for elevators. And if you're on like the 12th floor, you gotta wait forever to get an elevator. But the Wyndham, and not because they're the host hotel and we're working with them. It's just, they are just honestly, it's a good hotel for the price and for what you get. It's a really good, and it's the closest to Disney Springs.
No, the manager of the hotel, he's really funny, and he kept pushing that part. And by the way, did you know we are the closest hotel to Disney Springs?
And it's funny because people would say stuff like what the other hotels told him. He goes, yeah, but they're still not the closest.
And
they're not the oldest. He'd be like, we've been here longer, and we're the closest. Because I think he said they were built at the same time the Poly was built.
Were they? Is that what he said?
I thought he said the contemporary, the Poly, them, and the Wilderness. But because it was Disney Springs, it wasn't considered a Disney hotel at the time. So it's not one of the original Disney hotel builds. But that building, he said, has been there that long.
Right. And they've undergone renovation after renovation. And they're going to be doing another one. They said they're redoing the floor and the lobby.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's a very nice place. They have a nice arcade. They have a bar area in the lobby. They have a grab and go type of place also in the lobby. But
that has Joffrey's.
But one thing that I thought was very good is so they have this pool restaurant called the Oasis, and it has the food was good. All I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
I mean, and they had like wraps and cheese sticks and chicken and salad, and I don't remember what else we ate, but I know I took a lot and I was really full.
I can't say there was one thing I had there that was bad. It was all really good. And not to mention, they also have a restaurant indoors that's open only for breakfast. It's a breakfast buffet, which is huge.
Huge.
And everything is made to order in there. So if you want Mickey waffles, they're made to order in there rather than thrown into a warmer and you grab them.
And a sidebar, that's one thing I can't stand about some of the buffets over at Disney. Because I want a Mickey waffle. By the time I get back to my seat, it is ice cold.
Yeah.
And that waffle is ruined.
Yeah.
So anyway, you don't have that problem over there.
No.
But the pool bar is good. The pool area is very nice.
Very nice.
It just, I really love it there for many reasons. Now, when we viewed the palace for a tour, their pool area has a lazy river.
Yes.
And a restaurant. And there's a lot of space out by the pool.
Correct.
And a lot of that is because, you know, their convention space and whatever else, they get a lot of families.
Right.
And when it's super busy, even the management had said that when they're at capacity, it is madhouse down there.
Right.
But that is one of the things that they do have lazy river, and it seems more, I don't know, like they have a little more over there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, so we went back to the Renaissance for dinner. I'm on the next day now.
Okay.
And their dinner was very good. I had this dish that they have there, and I would go get it again. It was like a breaded chicken on top of gnocchi, and it had some cheese sauce. And so I don't know what it was, but
it was good.
Let me tell you what. The manager said that this dish was one of their most popular.
He was ordering extra ones on the table for people just to try it. That's not what they wanted for their meal.
Right. And I got it because it was white meat chicken and I would eat it.
Right.
But it was absolutely fantastic. So they do have like a signature chicken dish over there. Worth it. I would go back to get that chicken dish because it was really good. Okay. I'm trying to get through this. I'm sorry. Okay, so we did see the next day, we saw the Double Tree, which is the furthest away.
Right, so we didn't talk about the other Hilton Hotel.
Sorry, you can talk about that.
Because that was the day we went to our place for dinner. We did see, that was the day we toured the Hilton Hotels.
Right.
And so we did see them. They have some amazing rooms, views. They offer so much at those hotels. But like we've stated, they are busy. Because they both have they're the biggest convention space. Both of those hotels have the most convention space of any hotels in the Disney Springs area.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind if you do book them. Maybe check their events calendar or check their coming.
Just if it's events. Possible to see if there's events going on there during your stay, because it is, I mean, when we say madhouse, we say madhouse.
Yeah, if you want a quiet, relaxing vacation and you go there during dance competition or cheerleading, it will be no different than staying at the All-Star Resorts.
Probably worse. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so get back to, what was the last one I talked about? Double Tree.
So the last day we got to go to the Double Tree, which the furthest one away from everything. It's the last one on that boulevard away from Disney Springs.
But their rooms
are all big,
and they're all very nice.
All suites is what they say. They advertise that every room is a suite. And from what they showed us, yeah, they really are.
They are the rooms when you walk in, and it even says hello on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you walk in, you say, wow.
Yeah, you do. Because I think the one we went into, just the standard suite, was just over 500 square foot or 540 square foot, I want to say. And it was with a king size bed, a pull out sleeper sofa in the living room area, little dinette area. I mean, a family of four or five could easily be comfortable in there.
Yeah.
Easily.
And they have a breakfast buffet in the morning as well. I think, their pool area was okay. Mm-hmm. I think the Double Tree, now mind you, transportation goes there, so it doesn't really matter that it's the first furthest away unless you do want to walk over to the Springs.
Correct.
But if you have a big group, lots of kids, or you're staying with friends or other, you know, the Double Tree definitely can facilitate that, and you're not going to be at, like, all over each other.
And I got to tell you, the Double Tree cookies, because they gave us some, were very good.
They were very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and they got cookies. I mean, they have big rooms and they have cookies.
But, yeah, the rooms it blew me away how nice. And if you've ever seen the Double Tree, it looks from the outside like a mini Contemporary.
Yes, it does.
So, the way they built it.
I was looking at my pictures and I'm like, you're absolutely right.
It's kind of like an A-frame building, almost like the Contemporary is. So, it's kind of cool.
Okay. I am looking at my notes and we got quite a bit more. So, I got to move it along.
Okay.
Okay. Next up. So, we had to leave the Disney Springs event for a few hours and go because Level 99, the gaming complex over at Disney Springs, had their ribbon cutting and grand opening or the ceremony. They weren't open yet. So, we had to go over there for that.
Yes.
And those of you who are in the know that it was Disney Quest, which was also a game.
Many moons ago.
And then it was the NBA Experience, which didn't last very long.
Did not. I'm not sure what they ever thought about putting that in there. Most people didn't think it was going to make it when they put it in there.
Yeah. Okay. So this place has game rooms. Right. Instead of just walking around looking at games.
And it's just not normal games. It's Mm-mm. strategic games, either physical or mental or a combination of the both, mm-hmm. every game.
Right.
So they're challenges, I guess you could say.
They're like challenges in each room.
Yeah.
And some of the rooms are much harder than others.
Oh, yeah.
There was the one room that you had to jump through or get through a window. One person in your party had to get through a window without touching any of the sides.
Yes. It was almost like playing Operation. Yeah. You've got to get the pieces out without hitting the metal or you set off the guy's nose would go red. If any little piece of their clothing even drug against the window frame, the alarm went off and in the game. And it's over.
And it's over.
You don't get to keep trying.
No.
It is over. You got to start over.
So and then there was another one that had like these ninja ropes to swing from rope to rope.
Yes.
So like.
Somebody hurt his back on that still.
I know. Yeah. So the thing is like somebody with very weak, like chicken arms, like myself, I couldn't do a rope thing, you know.
And you had to swing like from three different platforms in there to get through.
I don't
that
have
challenge.
The body strength. I would get rope burns on my hands from falling off, and I know that because I tried to grab one and pull myself up a little bit. I'm like, nope, not even gonna. So it's interesting. They have a bar right in the middle. Mm-hmm. They have food. They say they're famous for their Detroit style pizza. So of course we had to try that, mm-hmm. which you liked, and I said, meh.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was a good crust, actually.
It was a good crust, but the sauce wasn't quite Detroit style. But
it was close.
It's one of those things that the place in Winter Garden is better.
See, I like the other place better than
you
that
really?
One. Yeah, I think the other one.
The place downtown Winter Garden, AJ's.
Yeah, I like the one in the Soto we went to. Me and you that day because I thought it was a sweeter sauce.
Disagree. Okay. But anyway, so they have a lot of stuff going on there. And a question that somebody had asked me, I don't know who. Probably somebody after when we had to go to Planet Hollywood for dinner to close out the other event. But I think more than one person ask if I thought that it will survive there.
Oh, we've had a lot of people ask us that. We had everybody that day when we went over
there. Yeah, because it's almost like that place that, you know, like, okay, this didn't work. Let's try this one. Okay, let's try this
one. It's like that building in every town that no matter what goes in there, it fails.
Doesn't work.
And that's kind of what that building has become, even though it's only been two other things in the history of it.
But, you know, Disney people are scorekeepers, and we're like, yeah, is this going to last?
Right.
I think it could. I think it will for a lot longer than NBA Experience.
Oh, yeah. I'm giving it at least probably 2 to 3 years before it even starts to slow down. Because they've already had to expand their hours because of demand.
Okay.
So
well,
they're doing really, really well. And it's a very fun place. And they also told us they're going to be constantly revolving new games and stuff in there. New strategies. So you might go now and think, well, I did all the games. No big deal. No, they said there's going to be new updates coming to games throughout the year. So you always have to kind of go back. So I like that they give you the incentive. Go back and see what else we have now. Plus, because they're high tech, it keeps track of your score from each time you've gone.
Yes.
So like if you did the rope swing and say you completed it and it gives you your time.
Yeah.
Well, the next time you go, you can go, well, this was my time last time. I want to beat it. And it will keep track of that for you.
Yeah, it keeps track of everything for you. So it's very high tech. I would like to go back. There's over 60 games for you to try. We didn't even get half of that.
No, we didn't even get 20 of them.
but yeah, it's a good time. If you want to give it a try, I would.
Yes.
And let us know what you think.
And if the games are not your thing, you can go there and just have dinner.
You can go eat, yeah. So you can go in there and not play games and just actually have something to eat.
And I have to say,
what?
You have to try the Blondie Bar.
Yes, it was pretty good.
And the cookie was good there too.
They have good baked goods.
It was a brown butter cookie brown butter chocolate chip cookie, and then they had the blondie bars because they hand them to us as we were leaving.
And the blondie bars have salt on them, like a sea salt, which was very interesting. I had to like wipe mine off a little bit.
It was still
good. If you like sweet and salty,
it was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
So yeah, blondies are good. So we closed that out at Planet Hollywood, and the next day I headed for home because we had 2 days to get all our crap done. Because
laundry done, work caught up, and
we were going to Michigan.
Going to Michigan.
And so we went to Michigan for the 4th of July, did our big road trip. It was not very, the traffic was good.
Yeah, I can't complain about traffic at all on this trip. Slow at some points, but not to where it got to stop and just sit there for 45 minutes. It was nothing.
Not at all, because we were going north. People on the other side going south, as usual. We're always on the other end of the equation, aren't we?
Atlanta, it doesn't matter, but every place else.
Oh, Atlanta is Atlanta. Anybody knows that. I mean, it's never good. It's never a good time.
But we left here on Sunday. We stopped for the night in Tennessee, and then we finished the drive and got there Monday late evening.
Right. And this trip was basically low-key, just to see family and kind of do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You worked all week. I filled in where I could. I went with my parents to see my brother and sister-in-law and nephews up at a lake that they were staying at, and Scott stayed back because of House of Mouse work. But it was a nice visit. We had our nice 4th of July pool party that my parents are known for.
Mm-hmm.
And before we knew it, it was time to go back.
It was. It was time to get going on the road again.
Yeah. So it was good and fun trip.
We got to eat our Chinese food. We got to have pizza.
We did.
Although the pizza wasn't as good this time.
Because we didn't get it from our usual.
No, we got it from someplace else. That's been good in the past, but it wasn't that great this time.
Next time we go, we got to go to Roma's.
Yeah. But we had Chinese, we had Coney Island, and we had pizza. So we hit all of them.
We hit the food we want. We saw some friends, saw some family, had some donuts, some Tim Hortons, and we're heading back.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, we had a little detour.
A little detour, like a two-hour detour.
A little detour. You might hear it in the background.
Detour is sitting on my lap right now.
The detour is sitting on his lap. Okay, so long story short, I was contacted a few weeks ago. See, now she's not going to do it. He put it up to her face. About getting a dog.
Right.
Okay.
Actually, just after Ava passed.
Oh, like 2 weeks after.
Was it that?
So, a lady who saw, I'm in French Bulldog groups online, and a lady had saw my post about losing Ava and how awful that was and how awful it still is. She messaged me, and she was a breeder, and she said she had a dog. I know I don't understand how breeding all that works, but apparently, you know, as they get older, they find homes for them. So
they don't charge you or anything. They just want a home that's good for them.
So with this lady, there was ethical breeder, and they were just trying to find a home for this girl. And we did not tell a soul because I didn't know if it was going to be happen or not.
Yeah, and we didn't know if we were going to get out there. I mean, the only thing we screwed up on is we had to go out to the city, which is like an hour plus away from your mom and dad's, and nobody knew where we were.
Yeah, it could have been a murder house.
Could have been a murder house. They were on a lake. They could have thrown us in the lake, and we just disappeared.
So the weird part was, is this lady contacted me when, you know, and I said, well, I'm in Florida. She's like, oh, I'm in Michigan. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And then I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, well, I said, we're going to Michigan in a few weeks, but I don't expect you to hold her for me. And she said, I'll hold her for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't know. So long story short, we have Matilda, who is a 5-year-old former breeder mama, and all that ruckus in the background and why we're so distracted this week. My humble apologies for all that.
Yeah, she's getting used to us. And I mean, we've only been home 1 week today.
Yes.
Cause we just got home last Monday. So she's still learning our ways, and we're still learning how she is. But she's been good so far.
She's very needy. Yeah. She's very clingy. She wants your attention all the time. I mean, all the time. She is spoiled already, but she's been a really good girl. Yes, it was one of those things that I wasn't looking. we had talked about it, but we were like, we'll see. And then when this lady approached out of nowhere, it's like, okay, well, if it's meant to be, it'll happen. And I have a snorty dog like up on my leg right now.
So her official name, because they had sent us a picture of her, she looked big.
She's chubby.
So I called her Matilda the Hutt.
Matilda the Hutt is her full name.
Like a Star Wars Jabba the Hutt.
She is a little Jabba.
This is Matilda the Hutt.
She's from the Hutt family in Michigan.
We're not shaming her.
No, she's from Michigan like we are, which is, it's weird how everything happened.
Yeah.
So so they've been calling her Tilly. I was calling her Fatty Maddie today because, you know, you come up with all kinds of names for your dog.
And you're kind of trying to get her attention. Matilda!
Matilda! And she does look. She does know Tilly by now. So, you need to settle down. She's looking at me like, stop doing what you're doing and pet me.
I know. We're supposed to be on the couch right now relaxing.
Like, what are you doing? So, basically, so we got back with Matilda the Hutt. And you had a media event right away over at Universal.
Yes, I did. Tuesday night, they were debuting the new Universal Celestial Goodnight fireworks show that they do at the end of the night. At Epic Universe.
Right.
I had not been to Epic Universe since the media opening
right.
over a year ago. So I was excited to go over there and see that. And it's a good show. It's only about 9.5 minutes long, so it's mm-hmm. not a long show. But you can definitely tell the difference between a Universal show and a Disney show, where a Disney show, it's fully immersed into a story.
Right.
This one is not. They highlighted the different lands of Epic Universe.
Yeah.
But it was through colors and maybe sounds. It really wasn't telling a story about each one. But it was a good little show. We do have the video up on the site and YouTube. But if you go to the website, there's a blog. I actually republished it last night on Sunday. If you go out there, you can see the whole fireworks show. And it's a pretty good little show. I enjoyed it.
Good. Yeah. I still need to get over to Epic, by the way. I will eventually.
I know they got $99 tickets coming. I think it's in late August or early September or something like that.
I just really want to go. $99.
That's a pretty good deal.
I really want to go. So, all right, a little bit of Disney news. Now, I just kind of cherry-picked some of the things that I thought were of interest to talk about. We're not going through all of them. I got like six.
Okay.
So while we were gone, Carousel of Progress closed on July the 5th. And we were going to go record it, and then things got really messy and busy. But I know I did put it on. We have it on our YouTube, and I did put it on our socials. So Carousel of Progress, people... flocked to it
mm-hmm.
that last day.
As they always do.
As they always do. Now, I'm not saying that people didn't go to Carousel of Progress, especially in the summertime, because it was everybody's favorite spot to mm-hmm. cool off. Some people would use it as a nap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying this to shame. I'm saying it's true.
Yep.
But it was never a packed house in there.
No, never.
And we've talked about this when they announced that it was going to be closing, that and it was time for an update. If you want it to keep progressing, Carousel of Progress, mm-hmm. or do we just keep it as kind of an artifact?
Well, yeah, because eventually it becomes a museum and not a progress.
Right. It shows you how things were.
Right.
And only to me that was a little more educational because of times before we were born. But now it's going to be stuff that we're going to recognize
right.
when it opens. It's just going to be different. But anyway, so a lot of people went to say their goodbyes, as people always do. And it's coming back. And when it does, it's going to be completely different.
Can't wait.
Okay, so Disney also is getting people ready for Halloween and Christmas with some merchandise reveals.
Yes.
So some Haunted Mansion stuff had come out. They did a little sneak peek before that of like the holiday spirit jersey mm-hmm. and like a one of those little clips, the plush that go on bags and stuff.
Yeah,
I really want one, by the way. They're already showing merch.
Right.
Getting people ready because it's a few weeks, it's going to be Halloween here.
Yeah, and a lot of it is on Shop Disney or Disney Store, I should say, .com.
Yeah, I know
already.
It's hard to not call it Shop Disney. Yeah. But yeah, so they're getting us all ready. So speaking of the holidays, no gingerbread house at the Grand Floridian.
This one caused a lot of arms up in the air, but we kind of knew that's what was happening because they built a bar in the middle of the lobby. Now, why did they need a bar in the middle of the lobby? I have no idea. It's going to make money for the Floridian.
All year round, not just all year round. Holidays.
They did make money through the gingerbread house because they did sell gingerbread and different
little snackies
there.
Yeah.
But it was only open for the month and a couple weeks it was there, where now the bar will be open year round. So they will make more money with the bar there. So people who are complaining why they put a bar in there, because they can make money with the bar.
It's about the almighty dollar at the end of the day.
I don't think the bar was needed in the Floridian.
I don't either.
It was too classy to have a bar in the middle of the lobby.
Fully agree.
I think it's kind of cheesy the way they did it.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't necessary. Like, they took the big birdcage out, put a bar there, and now it sticks out too far. But the gingerbread house, I don't even like gingerbread. Gasp. I love the gingerbread house. I like the way it smelled in there. I liked the little facts when it tells you how much went into making the gingerbread house.
All the ingredients that it took to make it, and all the time and the hours and the amount of bakers it took to make it come to life.
It's just part of holiday traditions for people. Yeah. And people will go and have their picture taken. There'd be a photo pass person there. It's just traditions. And I think when it comes to holidays, especially, people do have traditions. Yeah. Every family has theirs, like when they put up their tree, or the kind of ornaments, or the kind of stuff that they make, and And I think for people that go to Disney for the holidays, that was part of their family tradition, taking the monorail loop and going and seeing everything.
And that was always the big one. The carousel at the Beach Club is a great one to see. But
we never go over there.
But we don't go over it, but we always did go see the house.
Monorail loop, yeah.
Always see the house, because the house was just, it was amazing. I mean, they had people working in there, selling everything
inside
of it.
People inside the house.
It was fantastic. So it's sad that it's gone. There will still be miniature gingerbread decor.
Displays.
Yeah, they didn't say houses. They said displays around the lobby. I'm guessing it's going to be kind of get to the size of the eggs that they do
for
Easter.
It would be cool if they made mini gingerbread houses in different themes like they do with eggs.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess we have to wait and see. It's going to be missed. I'm not a fan of the bar.
No.
They have bars in the restaurant.
I mean, I like a good cocktail, and I would not go there to get one.
No.
I wonder if they're more expensive.
I'm sure they're at the Floridian.
Yeah. So that, we agree with the outrage and everybody else. We're totally on board. We think it's not good.
So if you stop supporting the bar will go out of business in the head. So we're going to get a petition going. We're going to turn this around. We're going to bring carousel back.
Okay. So the 4th came and went. Disney had their fireworks shows and all that good stuff. They haven't really had a whole lot to say about much since then.
Except D23.
Yes, and that's what I was going to get to next. Actually, no.
Oh.
I have one more and then D23.
Okay.
So it was announced that they are putting more Buc-ee's establishments in Florida.
Yes.
We're getting three more?
Is it three?
I think it's three more. Okay. And one of them being like the biggest one that's going to be.
Yeah, but that one's not coming in for like 3 years.
I know. So I always talk about Buc-ee's. We talk about Buc-ee's on our road trips. We stopped at them this time. Bought a few things.
A few more things.
Actually, it was mostly snacks. But if you want to know the new Buc-ee's locations that are coming to Florida, go to themainstreammouse.com, and I have that information there.
I think
there.
You just shared it yesterday again.
I shared it again because it's one of those things that I know that people would be interested in seeing.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people that want to see a Buc-ee's just because it's a thing.
It's definitely something, if you have not seen one, you do need to see what it is, like it or not. It's just something. It's amazing to see what they do inside that that place.
Right, and it's not a gas station.
No.
I mean, you get gas there, but it's an experience.
They have a ton of pumps, but they have good food. Believe
it or
not,
they got all kinds of cute stuff.
All kinds of snacks. They got like a little craft fair, you could almost call it, or craft store in there.
They have beaver merchandise. They have Buc-ee's merch.
Usually, you can meet Buc-ee.
They usually have, one of them that we stopped at in Michigan, no, it was in Ohio, because there isn't any in Michigan. There was a huge line for people waiting to stand in line to get their picture taken with Buc-ee Beaver, like it would be a Disney character. The line was long.
It was really long.
So Buc-ee's is an experience, and we have two in Florida, and we're getting three more. So go read about that.
Hopefully Michigan gets one day.
I hope. We'll see.
I want a Michigan Buc-ee's jersey.
I know you do. Okay, so, and wrapping up Disney News is D23 Ultimate Fan Event.
Yep.
the panel schedule came out
mm-hmm.
today. Now, if you are going to D23 Ultimate Fan Event in Anaheim next month, it's a stressful thing. And I say that because even as media, it is stressful for us too. Because they put out a panel schedule and they got all kinds of stuff going on at the same time.
Right.
Let's say I want to see this panel, but I also want to see this one. Oh, they're at the same time.
Right.
Not to mention the major announcements that are going to be happening from the Honda Center that's up the road.
Which you have to leave, they recommend 90 minutes early to get over there so you miss any panels that were right before.
Yeah.
At the Anaheim. It's stressful as media. It's stressful as attendees because if you've paid to go to this event and you want to see as much as you possibly can, you really have to pick and choose what you want to see. Like ours all depends on the Honda Center.
Yes, because when we get told what panels we are going to when it comes to the Honda Center.
Yes.
But then all the other things, I mean, we get to choose some that we want to see
apply,
and they will make sure that, you know, if we get accepted to certain panels, but other ones we take our chances just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not getting like preferential treatment
right.
in everything that's there. Yes, we're there to do a job, but we got to work for that too.
Yeah,
and it's exhausting. It's so funny because we love going, but we also need a strategy at the same time because if we're going to get our audience the best coverage out there, then We have to plan.
Yeah, it is Friday, Saturday, Sunday of pure running around those convention
all
rooms.
Day.
We literally get back to the room at night and we crash. Actually, we put everything on charge, get to bed because we know we got to get started again early in the morning to get running, to get all this stuff done again, to cover it for everybody. And I'm not complaining. It's just we have to go in with a strategy of how we're going to cover it. So the first night is the entertainment panel, which is the one I absolutely love because it's all the movies, all the shows, everything that's coming
right.
For the next usually 2 years.
And you want to see if the Marvel people...
Oh, I have a feeling there's going to be something big for Doomsday because they were at Shanghai Comic Con was this past weekend, and they did a lot of Doomsday stuff there. And they said that's Disney is ramping up. So San Diego Comic Con is in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then D23 is a month later. So it's like we're going to see...
We shall see. I hope that I get to see it too this time because usually we have to switch off. But
the 1 year you didn't go though,
the 1 year,
and we actually didn't get media for that one that year. And I went and stood in line at 6 a.m. to get into that panel. And Michelle's like, "I'm not getting up early. There's not gonna be anybody there."
Is that how I talk? I'm not getting up early.
Oh, I'm not getting up there early. Yeah.
Jesus.
So I get over there and the panel's starting and they keep bringing out people on stage. And then all of a sudden, like Christian Slater came out. So I took a picture and sent that to her. And then Paul Rudd came out. I took a picture and sent that to her. And then Tom Hiddleston walked out with the cast of Loki.
Oh my God.
And she was like, son of a.
Beep, 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 beep. I was punching the air. I was like, he goes, well, I'll send you a picture.
I should have
like,
got
thanks,
up.
Thanks. But yeah, it's Tom Hiddleston.
So I personally like that they do a lot of good show entertainment throughout that one. Last time, 2 years ago, we had the Wanda.
Agatha All Along cast.
They
sang the witchy song.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But then Saturday is the big parks panel.
Hosted by Neil Patrick Harris.
Previously hosted by Josh Damaro.
Correct.
But
now he's kind of a bigger role.
He's got stuff to do.
Yeah.
I think Neil will do a great job.
I think so too. If anybody who will do a good job, I think it's Neil. He's very, very good at that type of thing.
He's charismatic. Yeah. I am totally down for that. The parks panel is always very, very exciting. We find out what's going to be happening at the parks.
Usually a lot of surprises.
So, yeah, I'm really, and then Legends, Disney Legends is on
Disney Sunday. Legends, which is being hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
Of course it is. So there's a lot going to be happening at the D23 fan event. Stay tuned because, oh, gosh. See, my head is spinning right now, and we're just talking about it. And
we haven't even reserved a hotel yet.
I know, right? So, okay. But, yeah, stay tuned for more updates on that one because it is a major thing.
A lot coming.
Okay. So... Quickly, we're going to wrap up.
Okay.
It was going to be a discussion, but a mini discussion.
Okay.
Okay. So we talked about all the things at the Disney Springs area hotels.
Yeah.
Okay. We talked about transportation, mm-hmm. how you can get to the parks.
Right.
They have a lot of the perks about get early entry. A lot of the same things that the other hotels have.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we got to see them all.
Right.
All right. I would like for you to rank them from, and if we forget one, I'll let it slide. Rank them from least favorite to favorite.
Ooh.
Since we saw them all. Now, mind you, they're all great.
They're all good. And before I had seen them all, my ranking was probably a little bit different because there was a couple I had not seen previously.
Right. So let's go with least favorite.
Least is Holiday. The Holiday Inn.
Agreed.
This one I'm not the biggest fan of.
And is there a reason?
I don't know. I just, it still kind of looked old to me.
It did look old.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to look old fashioned, but I think they took an old hotel and made it look older.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, nothing wrong with it.
No,
it's not bad.
I'm not saying with that. It.
Just for what I like, it just wasn't.
Before we proceed, let me put a disclaimer on this. Everybody has different wants and needs when it comes to resorts.
Right.
Because what you and I might like as a couple with grown kids, or we can go ourselves, might not like the same things as, you know, a family that has 2, 3, 4-year-olds.
Correct.
So it's going to depend on who you're going with and your situation.
Correct.
But I'm going to agree with you. Least favorite was Holiday Inn.
Yes. Number two. This is where it gets a little
tricky. Your second least favorite.
It's hard. Because I'm trying to weigh in everything. Rooms, amenities, all that stuff. If I go by everything... And as much as I like the rooms, the DoubleTree.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Same. Absolute same.
Yeah.
And for me, their pool area is just not good.
Yeah.
It's just...
I'm not saying I wouldn't stay there if given the opportunity, but I'm just saying it just... If I'm...
That back area needs to be fixed up.
Yeah,
it looks like somebody's backyard.
And it might be. We don't know.
They might could be working on it. They did have a crane out there.
They were out there working on some stuff, so who knows what they're doing.
But if you are going to stay and just use it as a sleeping hotel and not spend time at the hotel, perfect.
Yep.
Yeah.
Third from the bottom, I would say...
I know it's hard, isn't it?
The smaller Hilton.
Okay.
Then I would go...
Is there a reason?
Just because of what's left, that's the one that...
Process of elimination.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not making it my bottom tier one.
No, but it's middle of the road.
Yeah, it's middle of the road. Next up would be the Drury.
Okay,
number
fair.
Number 4.
Yes.
Because I do like the Drury. I like the amenities of the Drury.
I love the amenities.
And the rooms are nice, too. So I can't really say
anything. And their pool area is great.
Yeah. And they're constantly remodeling over there.
But
it's you got to check again, like the palace. Check to see who's all going to be there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My next one would be the Renaissance.
Okay.
Then the palace, and then the Wyndham.
Okay, fair. Now, why those would be your top three? Wyndham, yeah. Palace, Renaissance.
Yeah.
Okay, I can agree with that.
The Wyndham. The reason the Wyndham is number one overall, I think it has the most to offer.
Yep.
For what we like in a hotel. Everybody's different.
Right.
We're okay with a little bit of busy. I just don't want overabundance of busyness. I don't want a ton of kids splashing in everywhere around the pool to be able to enjoy it.
So old. We're like, get off my lawn.
But they offer so many amenities. And the staff is amazing. And for the
price.
Yeah.
And they got everything, and they're the closest to Disney Springs.
Yeah.
The only thing where I differ with you is I would flip it. I'd say Renaissance is my second favorite, and then the Palace.
The only reason I had I put the Renaissance at number three is I was kind of bored.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair.
There was not a lot to do. They had a little game room, which if I wanted to go down to it was fine.
There's not a lot to do at the hotel.
Yeah, there's not a lot to do
at
the hotel.
They have a pool, but it's very quiet.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Yeah, that's where the palace, the reason the palace came in higher was because of the Lazy River.
Okay.
They kind of have two pool areas. They have,
maybe I'll keep it your way.
Yeah, I think that one has a little bit more to offer for somebody.
And if it's not crazy, like a competition or some sort of a big convention.
And even the Palace's little like sundry shop store thing.
Yeah, and they have cookies there.
They have cookies, they have pizza, they have sandwiches, they have all kinds of stuff there that's open. I think they said till midnight or 1 a.m. So
I'm going to agree. I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that your I almost fell. Your list, I'm going to agree with that. I think.
And one thing I do want to mention too. So all the hotels share the same transportation service to Disney.
Yeah.
It's on a loop, so like they hit this hotel at 5 minutes after, this one at 10 after, so they pick them up that way. The Drury is the only one that doesn't use that, and the Drury has their own busing system.
Yes, because again, family owned type of place, and they have their own. But all in all, I believe that the Disney Springs hotels is probably one of the best options that you can get.
Oh, honestly, yeah. You're going to be able to stay at a nice hotel for probably, if not the same, not much more than what an All-Star cost you.
Yeah, and less. I mean, it depends on what's going on. Like sometimes the All-Star resorts are $200-$300. It depends on Disney pricing.
Yeah.
And it goes up and down. But it's so much cheaper to stay at Disney Springs. And from a lot of these balconies, you see Magic Kingdom, you see Epcot, you see you can see Everest from across the way.
Yeah, you could.
And the Tower of Terror. You could see all of Disney property and the fireworks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all.
You're not missing anything.
You're not missing anything. You're saving money, and you're still on Disney property. I know people are like, well, I got to stay on Disney property. Well, you still are on Disney property. These are the Disney Springs Resorts is what they're called.
Right.
So it's something to consider when you're booking. It will save you money. If you're the type of person who just uses the room to sleep and get ready in the morning and that's it, and then you're in the parks all day, Disney Springs Resorts are perfect for that.
Yes, they are.
If you're one that wants to take a vacation and just lay by the pool and hang out at the resort all day and not really go to the parks, these also work.
Yes.
Because some of the pools are really, really, really nice.
Really nice.
The options, I would say, also over like All-Stars is the food options. So you go to the All-Star Resort, all you have is that big food court.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Art of Animation and Pop, if you're looking to save money.
Which isn't bad, but they're expensive.
It's not bad. But here, every one of these had a restaurant.
Yes.
Of some sort.
And a walk-up. And just options. Or the restaurants out by the pool with good food. I mean, I'd be fine with that. I mean, seriously, like, if you want to spend the afternoon sitting by the pool, going swimming, walking up and getting food, perfect.
Yep. So,
yeah. Okay, Disney Springs Resorts. We give them 2 thumbs up, and we appreciate the opportunity to see them all. And I'm glad that we did. Because now, just as we're doing now, we have opinions and information to share.
Yes.
So, yeah. And that's all I got for my show.
That's it, huh?
Oh, it's not my show. It is my put together, my version.
You ran the show.
Do you think it was that bad?
No.
Okay.
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
We're going to get so many complaints.
We're going to get tons of complaints. We didn't talk about ketchup this week, though. So, if you want to just say the word Heinz ketchup, we can wrap up.
I'm going to say something, though, that now that you said that.
Oh, boy.
They put out the list of sponsors for D23, and one of them is Heinz. I want to go by the booth and ask them, why can't I get Heinz ketchup at the parks?
You know what? I think you're going to if you have the chance.
If I have the opportunity.
Or if they give you free samples of ketchup.
I'm taking every one of them. I'd be like, why aren't you guys in the parks with
all the ketchup?
You guys had the mustard, the barbecue, mayo. Okay.
Like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
So, and before I let you do your spiel, for those of you out there that, you know, in addition to everything else that we're doing, please understand that Scott has put together an entire expo. An entire expo. Basically by himself with a little help from me. Okay? This expo is going to be fantastic. House of Mouse Expo, Wyndham, Disney Springs, July 31st to August 2nd. Houseofmouseexpo.com for information. We have Disney celebrities. We have panels. We have vendors. We have an after party. We have a cosplay contest. If you are going to be around We would love to see you. If you are not going to be in the area, and if you could share, tell a friend, share our post with your friends. And I know there's a handful of you out there who are listening right now that do it all the time. And I love you for it. We need more people to do it.
We do. We need
more than just our staff.
Yes.
So it's more than that. I'm sorry. But anyway, so we are putting together quite a show. And we're super excited. And Scott has done an amazing job. And
I'm getting tired, though. It's like
he's tired.
I'm to the point now. It's like, come on, August 3rd.
Yeah, he's ready for it to be over. But it's going to be a great time.
Because that's the bad thing about putting this expo together is I spend months and months and months planning every little detail. And that way, when it gets here, it's kind of like Christmas. You spend all this time getting ready for Christmas and wrapping presents and buying packages and decorating your house and all that. And then December 26th, it's all over.
It's a letdown.
And it kind of is. And I don't really get to enjoy the expo because I'm so busy working that weekend.
Because it's like a wedding.
It is.
It's like when you and I got married, we spent months planning everything. And when we got there, it was like, you know, you got to eat at this time, cut the cake at this time, do the dance at this time. And before we knew it, it was like, oh my God, it's over.
Yeah.
It's very much like that because you are planning an event. And I always compare it to like planning a wedding. It is kind of. You're planning one big party.
Oh, like for me, for the expo, I have to plan out when I'm going to take time to talk to the celebrities and get my personal, because that's the one thing I have to have is my autographs from my celebrities.
Yes, because we are hiring them to be there.
And I didn't do it the last time. And I missed out on a lot of my stuff that I wanted to get, but I didn't get it because I just got so run down. I just lost all my energy. So this time I need to make a
make time, because you put all this together. Please make time to get the thing.
No, I know. And there's a couple of things. And I need to go on eBay and Amazon and see if I can find a couple of things.
If there's anything that you need.
It can't be too expensive, but like there's a J. Peterman, not Funko Pop, but a figure of him that I want to get him to sign, John O'Hurley. And then there's a few other things I want to get done. So I got to look and see what's out there.
Yeah. So we have a great celebrity lineup, houseofmouseexpo.com.
And we just had another person added that I found out for Sunday for the Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, we did.
So Damon has announced he's going to be coming.
From the Mickey Mouse Club.
From the Mickey Mouse Club. So now we will have three members of the party. We're still waiting. Maybe Dee Dee. We don't know. We're hoping.
So the Mickey Mouse Club people are really excited to be coming. So
we're so excited. That's what I was just told. They have a ton of people coming on Saturday.
Awesome.
So yeah.
Okay. So House of Mouse Expo, please spread the word or come see us. If you are a theme park worker, Disney, Universal, SeaWorld,
yes,
Legoland, any of those, you get in for $10, but you have to show your work badge.
Yep, $10 a day. You can actually buy your ticket in advance. Just when you go to check in, you'll have to show your badge. Any badge is accepted. If it's the blue or green badge from Disney or any of the other ones from the other parks, just show your badge. You will get to go in for $10 a day. You can buy the $30 for the whole weekend ticket. So much cheaper. This is our just way of saying thank you to the cast members and the team members and the employees of the parks that help keep the city rolling. Because if it wasn't for the theme park industry, the city would not exist.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, and that's all I got.
That's it. I just want to run down our sponsors really quick. Our official travel partner of the Main Street Mouse and House of Mouse Expo, MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Make your money and time go further with all-inclusive, always complimentary white glove service from award-winning MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Whenever you travel, you deserve unparalleled support, honesty, and attention to detail from the best free travel agents in the business. You can visit them at any of the links on our website that will take you to a small form, fill that out, and one of their great travel advisors will reach out to you and help you plan the perfect vacation, trip, cruise, whatever you're doing. Guess what? It's free for you. It doesn't cost you a dime. They take care of all the work. They do all the legwork. They watch for price drops. They do it all, and it doesn't cost you anything, and you don't have to worry. You just enjoy your vacation. Our official transportation partner of the Main Street Mouse is the Genie Transportation Services. Their trusted Orlando car service offers safe private transportation from Orlando International Airport straight to Walt Disney World, Universal Orlando Resort, and Port Canaveral. From spacious vehicles to friendly professional drivers, they make every ride stress-free, comfortable, and a little more magical so your family can focus on the fun ahead. Visit thegenieorlando.com. And last but never least, our official stroller scooter partner, Kingdom Strollers, can help you with your rental. They make your Disney vacation stress-free with Kingdom Strollers, Orlando trusted stroller scooter rental company, delivering clean, comfortable strollers and scooters right to your resort or wherever you're staying. Skip the hassle and travel light so you can focus on making magical memories. Visit kingdomstrollers.com. any of our sponsors, please, 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 and please again, let them know you heard about them on the Main Street Mouse. That way they know where the traffic is coming from. Because by you supporting our sponsors, you're actually supporting us. And that's what we're so thankful for. That's all I have to say. Do you have anything else to close us up?
I don't think I have anything else. It has been quite a show and we got lots to do. So on that note, we hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, magical week ahead. And we'll see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey as much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings. Watch your head and step as you exit. And take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Some imagination, huh?